Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Look, this place? We're in between places, and I doubt we need the lighthouse to go somewhere else. But she doesn't see that. She doesn't get it, Mo. I know. I'm being hard, but... Look, that lady in the diner was right. Perry's the one who wants to find him, and she's not even really looking. Half the time, I have to drag her outside. I'm sorry. I'm just tired, is all. And that isn't fair of me to talk about her that way.
You know, I'm usually the one that has to wake you up and drag you out of bed.
Oh. I felt like getting a head start on the day. The weather's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw a comic book store around town.
Oh, cool.
Maybe we could see if they have any vintage Gardenia Plex.
Okay.
Oh, look at that bar. Want to stop by on our way back? Maybe grab a drink?
Neither of us drink.
Well, you don't drink. I've never tried it.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, his prices were outrageous.
They were.
And who even buys Gardenia Plex anymore?
Apparently not us.
Because his prices are ridiculous. And that cover had a tear. I saw it. Mint condition, my good sir. That copy is not. So, how do we do this?
You take a seat at the bar. You order, pay, tip, drink, leave.
You say that with such panache. Hello there!
Just a second.
Thank you!
You might want to tone it down a little?
Tone it down? The bartender's got their nose in some notebook. How else was I supposed to get their attention? I don't know, bar etiquette!
What can I get you two?
Water for me and,
Whiskey. On the rocks.
What brand?
Second cheapest.
You got it. Keep the tab open, or...
Open!
Perry, that means that they keep the card to keep the tab running.
Yeah, I know that. I know some things.
To an uneventful outing. For once.
Cheers.
Oh my god, what is that?
Whiskey. You ordered it.
You knew it tasted like that. You let me drink it?
I figured I'd see where it went.
Oh, you're a monster.
I know. Your next drink's on me. What do you want?
A martini.
You don't want that.
How about a 7 and 7?
You want to chance it with another whiskey drink?
A Long Island iced tea. I can handle something with tea.
That is not what that is.
You want that, kid.
What's that?
Cider. Tastes like apple juice with attitude.
I thought cider didn't have alcohol.
It's hard cider.
Sorry, she's new.
Whatever. That's it, Kristoff. Out!
But I'm sorry.
No, you spilled beer on my shit, you get the hell out!
Jeez, you'd think they spilled on the family secrets.
This has alcohol? This is amazing.
Oh boy.
Oh my darling, oh my darling.
Come on.
Oh my darling, Clementine.
All right, let's get you some water. There you go.
Benny, I never want to feel this way again.
Oh god, are you gonna throw up?
No. But I don't like this. I feel like my limbs are everywhere, like I'm borrowing my own hands. Wait. Oh no!
What?
We forgot the card.
God damn it, Perry.
Why are you yelling at me? We both forgot it.
I'll run back. I think there's enough time.
Okay. You are gone now, lost forever.
Hello? I left my card here. Oh my god, are you okay?
Yep, fine.
You're sitting on the ground behind the bar.
I just like it down here.
Okay. Whoa, steady now. You good?
Your card's right there. Give me a second to print the receipt.
Seriously, you look like you need to sit down.
You might be right.
Do you need me to call someone or...
No, I just gotta sit.
You sure? Because I could...
I said... Shit. God damn it. Not this again.
Do you need a glass of water?
Who are you?
Oh, Benny. My name's Benny. Here, let me grab you a water.
Hmm. How long have you been here?
I just walked in.
Oh, is it a shift change? Do I get to go home now?
Are you?
How long have we been here?
You just asked how long I've been here.
Not long then. Okay, good. Good.
Are you sure you don't want me to call someone?
I'm sure. I just... Shit!
Here. Drink some water. Look, I'm normally not the one that does these things, but, if you need to, I don't know, let something out, I got some time.
I just was hoping I was special, is all.
Hey, just because you're bartending doesn't mean you're not special. Loads of people bartend.
No, not that. I love my job. I just... My family's got history. Like, medical history of... The best way I can describe it is losing time. I didn't really understand what was happening to them until it started happening to me. So it's okay if it doesn't make sense to you. Ugh. I wish I still didn't understand it. I was hoping, that it didn't matter that my grandpa and my mom lost time, like, that it didn't mean I was gonna lose time too, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I mean, I was never in complete denial. I knew there was a possibility, but with all I did for them, I was hoping the universe would do me a solid. Like, sorry, kiddo, we lost the secret family recipe, so you'll never know what it's like to make Grandpa's favorite stew. Except, you know, nature decided that Grandpa's stew is really fucking important, so of course Mom made sure you got a copy, even though reality is that Grandpa's stew really just sucks, and you wish you could claw the ingredients list out of your DNA.
Is that why you've been writing in that notebook? You kind of flipped your lid when, what's-his-name spilled on it.
Crap. I'm usually better at keeping my shit together. Right. The notebook. Yeah. Kind of. You know, my grandfather couldn't remember when his husband died. He was in a different time. He kept asking about Harry. He said Harry knew. Harry would know what was going on. So we figured the best thing to do was to write letters from Harry like he was on some trip. My step-grandpa, his name was Joseph, but he had this huge beard and thick hair, so we thought Harry was just a nickname. Anyway, my grandpa passed away. I was 15. It was my turn to write the letter from Harry, but I didn't send it on time. I felt guilty after that, but I ignored it because at least it was over.
That's
horrible. I know. Shit. I was 13 and I... Damn it. Again?
Again what?
I guess I should be old hat at this by now, but multiple episodes still throw me off. What's the name of this bar?
The Cascade.
Hmm. Harry always did want to call it that. Pity neither of us are around to enjoy it. I don't know who you are, but take care of this kid. It's not their fault. I keep... Shit, my head. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. So, the notebook.
The same idea as what I did for my grandpa and my mom.
Oh, she's...
She's gone. Last year.
I'm sorry.
It was tough. First, my dad got sick, heart stuff, so he was in the hospital a lot, and then one day, my mom doesn't pick him up, so he calls me, and you know, I had time before work, so I drive him home, and we get there, and we find my mom, and she's just sitting in her chair, and she asks what we're doing in her home. Only she sounds confused, like she's not sure it is her home. And then her face, it twitches, kind of like a flicker. And she's back. She jumped a little, startled, because she said she didn't realize we were home, or that it was so late. I did a lot of driving after that, to make sure they both got to all their appointments. I'm an only child, so, you know, it's my responsibility. And I've never regretted it. You know, I still go to there. I leave flowers for them and letters. In the end, I was sending letters to my mom from my dad because, yeah, she was the one who came up with the idea for my grandpa, her dad. Part of me wonders if my great-grandparents needed letters and it's just one long chain of lost memories. And the letters that try to bring them back.
Is that all that's in the notebook? Your grandpa and your parents?
This bar too, I suppose. I thought about lying in the notebook, filling it with things that weren't true. I remember my grandpa and my mom talking about this waterfall, see? and I was always hoping to have time to go see it. Maybe bring someone special. I don't know anything about anything romantic, but at least special. But I was always helping out, and then all of this started happening to me so quickly, faster than I expected, and half the time I don't know where I am. Sometimes I even think I'm at the waterfall. I want to be there so badly, away from all this. I wish I had grabbed the opportunity, any opportunity to get out, even for a little while. Find my people, you know, so that I wouldn't need... I'm good. I shouldn't have taken up so much of your time. Just take your card. I'm not going to charge you.
Oh, no. It's fine, really.
Take it.
Okay.
Look, I see you care about your friend a lot, but just don't forget to take care of you, okay? Helping people is good, but you've got your own life. Can't keep picking up someone else's tab.
I'll think about it. I'm sorry again. Look, are you sure I can't pay the bill or something?
Here. Screw it. Not much worth remembering in there for me anyway.
Are you sure? I mean, I could help
yep,
you, like,
just
I don't know, close
get
out.
Get out! Please.
The Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, and Cesar Munoz as Eddie.
Editing by Ana Rodriguez, sound design by Misha Stanton.
Music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/TheFarMeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.